Cade Jamison closed his eyes and prayed for resolution. A piercing shriek startled him, making him jump to his feet. Finn. Finn, his 11-month-old son, who wouldn't stop screaming, no matter what they did. The kid always needed something, either to be fed, changed, held, burped, played with, or just stared at. It seemed never-ending. Even now that he was older, he still screamed or babbled constantly. Dear God, how the hell did humans do this? Cade had more endurance than any human, witch, and most werewolves out there. Yet a tiny 15-pound baby with big blue eyes took every ounce of strength he possessed, not to mention sleep time. Cade groaned and rolled his neck before he walked into his son's room. He and Melanie had painted the room in a soft green to match the Jamison eyes and added cream borders to break it up. Dark wood furniture filled the room, along with cream linens covered with frog princes and bumblebees. Stuffed animals of every sort covered the tops of most pieces of furniture, gifts from his pack and family, who cherish Finn like their own son. He took another step in and realized he hadn't been the first one to answer his son's call. His mate, Mel, sat in the rocking chair, her blonde hair in a frazzled halo around her face. She cradled Finn to her chest and rocked back and forth. Her blouse was unbuttoned, and their son suckled on his mate's breast. Pure male satisfaction rolled through him at the thought of the love of his life feeding their young. He'd thought he'd been insatiable watching her waddle when she'd been round and heavy, but that was nothing compared to her now. He always wanted her, though the times of touching had been far and few between lately. After the birth, she'd rounded a bit more than when he'd first met her. She'd always had delicious curves, but now she looked motherly, womanly, and his. Her head rested on the headrest, her body in auto mode while she fed their son. Darkening circles lay heavily under her eyes, and Cade wanted to cure himself. No matter how much Finn took from him, Mel dealt with the worst of it. Cade at least got a moment's relief when he went to work or dealt with pack business. But Mel didn't have that option. Even when she did her duties for the pack and acted as their heir's mate, she would hold Finn or wrap him around her in a sling. Mel didn't get a break, but she needed one.